From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Linda.
Now, before we get to the woman who's going to play the puzzle with us, we have some news for puzzle fans. Late this summer, NPR will release a CD of special puzzle moments from our show. And we want to put the word out that we need to hear about your favorites. Now, Will, I know, for example, that you liked the puzzle years and years ago when Edie McClurg was the player. Could you tell us about that? She's a sitcom actress.
Actress, yeah, sitcoms, also films. She was my all-time favorite player. And I gave her a puzzle in which every answer had lots of K's.
How about a detective, famous bald detective?
Kojak.
Kojak, a kind of kids joke?
Knock, knock.
Uh-huh, and your last one, a toughie. TV character once played by Edie McClurg.
Oh, my God. It starts with K?
Uh-huh.
Venus Kallikak.
Kallikak is correct.
Oh. I can't believe you did that.
And that was funny the way she hesitated. I mean, she didn't get it for a second.
It took her a moment to get her own character's name.
And then here's another one I understand you like. It was a puzzle about, this is one I would not like, things in a purse.
Money.
Money, yes.
Underwear. You don't know how I live. Don't judge me.
I was going for umbrella, but okay.
Crackers.
Crackers. You have the most interesting purse. Most people would say cigarettes, credit cards, cough drops, checkbook, but okay, crackers. Now we need S and I.
aspirin. Ibuprofen.
Oh, yes.
Oh, excellent.
Well, that was another celebrity guest. It was Christine Lavin, the singer, and the category was things in a purse. And my favorite part was when she got out her purse and jiggled it so we could hear her searching for answers.
And hear all that rattling as well. So if you have a favorite puzzle moment that you remember from our show, please help us out. Post them on our blog, npr.org/soapbox. Now, on to the business at hand. Will, could you please remind us of the challenge you left us with last week?
Yes, it came from listener Jack Lechner of New York City. I said, take the name of a country, change its first letter to a D, then read the whole thing backward, and the result will be a creature that lives in that country. What is it?
What is the answer?
The answer is Brazil. Read it backward with the D and you get lizard.
That is just so extraordinary. I mean, said somebody would think of that. Is there more than one?
No. And if there were more than one, I think we would have heard from listeners.
We would have heard, yes, because we received about 2,300 correct entries to the challenge. And our randomly selected winner is, on the telephone, Amy Hartshorn from Wayne, Pennsylvania. Amy, hello.
Hi.
Amy, what do you do in Pennsylvania?
I'm a lawyer, and right now I'm on a contract project at one of the big firms in Philadelphia.
Do you think a career in the law has prepared you for puzzling?
Well, I'd like to think so.
Okay, well, meet Amy, and let's play.
All right, Amy and Linda, every answer today is the name of a popular magazine. I'll provide anagrams of the titles. You name the magazines. For example, if I said Weird, W-E-I-R-D, you would say Wired. And by the way, I want to mention that the May issue of Wired's very cool. It's called the Mystery Issue. Contains original puzzles by lots of different people, including one by yours truly.
Hmm.
Okay, here's number one. Item, I-T-E-M. What magazine title is that a scramble of?
Time.
Time is right. Number two is Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L.
This is something I'm really no good at.
Well, this is a women's magazine.
Mm-hmm. I'm still not getting it.
Allure?
There
Allure.
You go.
Good. Here's your next one. A drape, A-D-R-A-P-E.
And the first letter is?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a magazine that might come with your Sunday newspaper.
Oh,
okay.
Parade.
Parade is right. Queries, Q-U-E-R-I-E-S.
Esquire.
Esquire, good. 10-4, T-E-N-F-O-U-R.
Fortune.
Good. Sharper, S-H-A-R-P-E-R.
Harper's
is it. Good one.
Okay.
Try this one. Brooked, B-R-O-O-K-E-D. And this one is a women's magazine. First letter is R.
Oh, Red Book.
Red Book is it. Entraps, E-N-T-R-A-P-S. First letter is P, as in Peter.
Is this really hard puzzle, or is it just
parents?
Us?
Parents is it. Good. Senesce, S-E-N-E-S-C-E.
I know this one.
S-E-N-E-S-C-E.
Senesce, as in to...
Oh, essence?
Essence, good. And here's your last one. And it's a two-word one. Your clue is Modern Tort, which I think sounds like a title of a magazine for lawyers. And the answer is a two-word name, 5-5, Modern Tort. And the subject is cars. How about if I tell you the initials of the magazine's name are MT?
Just like...
Oh, motor.
Yes. Yeah. And the first letter is T in that second word.
Motor Trend?
Motor Trend is correct. Good job.
Oh, phew. Wiping my brow.
Some of these, it's just easy to, they just pop into your head, and sometimes they just don't. But Amy, thank you so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, we have a couple of special musical guests to tell you what you win.
One, two, ready, and...
Hi, I'm Emily from the Indigo Girls.
Hi, I'm Amy from the Indigo Girls.
For playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin.
The 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus.
The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers.
The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2.
Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press.
And one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
Thank you both very, very much.
We love Will Short's.
We love Will Short's.
Whoa.
How about that? The Indigo Girls. They love Will Short's. So, Amy, are you familiar with the Indigo Girls?
I am. And I'm thrilled about all the presents.
Not to mention the lapel pin, of course.
That's right.
So, Amy, what is your public radio station?
WHYY.
That's in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia.
Amy Hortshorn from Wayne, Pennsylvania. Thank you very, very much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
So what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, take the phrase more corruptness, MoreCorruptness. Rearrange these 15 letters to name a popular magazine. And it's a magazine this phrase definitely does not apply to. So this is more of an antigram than an anagram.
Huh.
So again, the phrase is more corruptness. Rearrange these 15 letters to name a popular magazine. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on Submit Your Answer. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is early this week. It is Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a telephone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and then you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Linda.